This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado lawmakers will hold a special session later this month to try to close a billion-dollar hole in the state's budget. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
State economists project the shortfall this fiscal year largely because of President Trump's new federal tax law. Governor Jared Polis is asking lawmakers to dip into the state's reserve, cut spending, and eliminate some business tax breaks and credits.
Because of a single stroke of a pen with a big bill and President Trump's signature, it costs the state $1.2 billion. And that's the entire reason. That's 100% of the reason that we now have this deficit that we need to address.
For Republicans, it's a case of you reap what you sow. They blame Democrats and say they've overspent and wasted funds on pet projects. They note the state will have to cut only 3% of a $44 billion budget. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
As fires continue to burn on the western slope and temperatures in southern Colorado prompt heat advisories, sheriffs in the Pikes Peak region are reminding people to help prevent wildfires. In a joint release from El Paso County, the sheriff there as well as in Teller and Fremont counties urged the public to keep an eye on any local fire restrictions. Also, they warned to secure tow chains and create defensible space around properties, among other actions. The National Weather Service expects dangerously hot conditions to persist throughout the region until a cold front moves through Friday night. Meanwhile, red flag warnings continue for much of the western part of the state through Saturday night. This is CPR News.